Worldwide Helpers by Jan Penborough and Linda Davies. Emergency strikes. A family in Japan loses their home in a tsunami. A boy in Romania doesn't have pencils or paper for school. A girl in Bolivia needs a wheelchair. A mother in the United States doesn't have any food for her children. Each week, the church and its members help people like this around the world. Church members help people in their own communities, and the church sends supplies from the Humanitarian Center in Salt Lake City, Utah. 10-year-old Hunter S. from Kaysville, Utah, visited the center to learn all about how the church helps others. Some babies in orphanages lie in cribs with only white walls to look at. These colorful toys are fun for babies to play with. School kits go to children who need school supplies. The Humanitarian Center sends dolls and other toys to children in need. Toothbrushes and other supplies go to children in orphanages and people in disaster areas. What is given? Clothes and shoes. How much? 8 million pounds. Where? 43 countries. What is given? Quilts. How much? 45,000. Where? Many countries. What is given? School kits. How much? 220,000. Where? Many countries. What is given? Wheelchairs. How much? 59,000. Where? 59 countries. What is given? Disaster supplies. Food, clothes, medical supplies. How much? For 119 disasters. Where? 58 countries. Hunter saw a big painting of Jesus healing a man who couldn't walk. We try to follow Jesus' example by loving and helping others. Elder and Sister Nesbitt show Hunter bags of shoes and boots waiting to be shipped all over the world. A soft doll can comfort a young child who has lost a home. Look on page 26 to find out how you can make one to donate to a homeless shelter near you. People from 178 countries have received help from the Humanitarian Center. Some new babies have to be wrapped in newspapers or banana leaves because their mothers don't have blankets for them. Newborn kits provide warm blankets for these babies. Hunter helps. Hunter likes building and finding out how things work, and he uses his talents to help others. When his family helped build a house for a family who didn't have one, Hunter helped staple down the foam layer under the foundation. And when his neighbor's car wasn't working, Hunter looked under the hood and showed him the broken part. End of the article, Worldwide Helpers, read by Susie Venable.